free zone in Babylon.
Open your eyes and feel good.
Turn on a light. Hold someone's hand. We are going to have you imagine your worst fears, your worst nightmares.
Because peaceful violence and conflict can be broken.
in this war is the inevitable collateral damage. I believe for many years now that journalism, particularly television journalism, by its failure to show the real horror of war, has become a lethal weapon supporting governments that want to go to war.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait. These attacks continue as I speak. Ground forces are not engaged. This conflict started August 2nd when the dictator of Iraq invaded a small and helpless neighbor. Kuwait, a member of the Arab League and a member of the United Nations, was crushed. Its people brutalized. 5 months ago, Saddam Hussein started this cruel war against Kuwait. Tonight, the battle has been joined. We will not fail. As I report to you, air attacks are underway against military targets in Iraq. We are determined to knock out Saddam Hussein's nuclear bomb potential. We will also destroy his chemical weapons facilities. Much of Saddam's artillery and tanks will be destroyed. Our operations are designed to best protect the lives of all the coalition forces by targeting Saddam's vast military arsenal. And then, when peace is restored, it is our hope that Iraq will live as a peaceful and cooperative member of the family of nations. Some may ask, why act now? Why not wait? The answer is clear. The world could wait no longer. While the world waited, Saddam sought to add to the chemical weapons arsenal he now possesses an infinitely more dangerous weapon of mass destruction, a nuclear weapon. And while the world waited, while the world talked peace and withdrawal, Saddam Hussein dug in and moved massive forces into Kuwait. Countries from five continents, Europe and Asia, Africa and the Arab League, have forces in the Gulf area standing shoulder to shoulder against Saddam Hussein. These countries had hoped the use of force to be avoided. Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
Just in, you were looking at obviously very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
The plane was coming in. I noticed it a second before it hit the building. It looked like it was moving slowly, and it lined itself up to hit the building directly.
Doorman told me, wow, I never seen a plane flying so low. And we looked out at it, all of a sudden, boom, it seemed like it wasn't even real.
I said the hole takes about, looks like 6-7 floors are taken out.
Sounds of our national anthem playing once again, towns in the streets of Paris. support the Taliban regime in controlling most of that country. In Afghanistan, we see Al-Qaeda's vision for the world. Afghanistan's people have been brutalized. Many are starving, and many have fled. You can be jailed for owning a television. Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists, and every government that supports them. Our war on terror begins with Al-Qaeda, but it does not end. It will not end until every terrorist group of global reach has been found, stopped, and defeated. Americans are asking, why do they hate us? They hate what they see right here in this chamber. A democratically elected government. They stand against us because we stand in their way. They follow in the path of fascism, Nazism, and totalitarianism. Every nation, in every region, now has a decision to make. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists. Any nation that continues to harbor or support terrorism will be regarded by the United States as a hostile regime. So tonight I announce the creation of a cabinet-level position, reporting directly to the Office of Homeland Security. The only way to defeat terrorism as a threat to our way of life is to stop it, eliminate it, and destroy it where it grows. And tonight, a few miles from the Danish Pentagon, I have a message for our military. Be ready. And there's a reason. The hour is coming when America will act, and we will make it proud. We ask every nation to join us. We will ask and we will need the help of police forces, intelligence service, and banking systems around the world. An attack on one is an attack on all. The civilized world is rallying to America's side. They understand that if this terror goes unpunished, their own cities, their own citizens may be next. Terror unanswered can not only bring down buildings, it can threaten the stability of legitimate governments. And you know what? We're not going to allow it. Terrorists attacked a symbol of American prosperity. They didn't touch the source. Freedom and fear, justice and cruelty have always been at war. And we know that God is not neutral between them. And may He watch over the United States of America.
They're Al-Qaeda.
Saddam Hussein, what was killed? Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass death.
Weapons of mass destruction. Saddam has resumed his efforts to acquire nuclear weapons.
Develop nuclear weapons.
Nuclear weapons. We now know that Saddam has resumed his efforts to acquire nuclear weapons. Among other sources, we've gotten this from first-hand testimony from defectors, including Saddam's own son-in-law.
Delay, indecision, and inaction could lead to a massive and sudden horror. Take action before it's too late.
We will not wait. As President Bush has said, time is not on our side.
A clear threat to the United States.
And the dozens of ballistic
missiles. It is sponsored and sheltered terrorists.
Are equally charged.
Biological weapons, including anthrax and botulism toxins.
Biological and chemical agents.
Chemical weapons, including VX, sarin, mustard gas.
The danger to our country is grave. The danger to our country is growing. The Iraqi regime possesses biological and chemical weapons. The Iraqi regime is building the facilities necessary to make more biological and chemical weapons. And according to the British government, the Iraqi regime could launch a biological or chemical attack in as little as 45 minutes after the order was given. The regime has long-standing and continuing ties to terrorist organizations. And there are Al-Qaeda terrorists inside Iraq. The regime is seeking a nuclear bomb.
I'm not so sure the world of the United States is going around the world and say, this is the way it's got to be. We can help. And maybe it's just our difference in government.
Where we do government.
And I want to empower people.
I want to help people help themselves.
Not have government tell people what to do. Now, we trust freedom. We know freedom is a powerful force, much bigger than the United States of America. Have you saw it recently in the Balkans?
I think the real reasons behind the Iraq War, why in almost a kind of philosophical and geopolitical vision of the neoconservatives who dominate our foreign policy establishment today, and that is the belief that the United States does dominate the world as the world's sole superpower. It must assert its power globally, everywhere, and that anyone who resists this or defies American power is absolutely unacceptable and becomes automatically very much the enemy.
So it's you who should be justifying the evident bias which is written on every line on your face and is in every nuance of your voice and is loaded in every question that you ask.
Can I ask you about a report that's in today's Sunday Telegraph, which says that Iran has given Hezbollah long-range missiles capable of targeting any part of Israel. Iran, according to this Iranian entity who helped found Hezbollah, has also said that Iran has given the authorization to target Tel Aviv. Can you blame Israel for wanting to destroy those missiles?
This is preposterous. America has given Israel missiles that can target not just every city in Lebanon, but every city in the Arab and Muslim world, including Iran. Why should America be allowed to give long-range missiles to Israel, including hundreds of nuclear missiles, but Iran is not allowed to give them?
The 4 weeks that we've seen, as you mentioned, the 26 days of this crisis, has set back Hezbollah's ambitions. Not only are Israeli soldiers now over the border. Let me finish. Would you mind letting me finish, please? Not only are Israeli soldiers over the border in sizable numbers, but also their claims to be a good political organization to help a democratic Lebanese government with the Syrians, who've also now left an independent state, that has also come to blows as well.
What a silly question. What a silly person you are.
President of the John Birch Society, John F. McManus.
The Democrats are out, the Republicans are in, the Republicans are out, the Democrats are in, and the socialistic internationalist program, the pro-UN attitude, continues.
In a society that believes in nothing, fear becomes the only agenda.
And now, Mouseketeers, here's something we want you always to remember.
Almost all religions preach that love is the supreme virtue, and a few spiritual teachers, perceiving that we are all gifted at loving what pleases us, teach that the highest, the most edifying forms which might ultimately save the world, involve our regard for those it is difficult to love, some of whom are our enemies.
Kennedy made a speech at American University in June of the year before he died, and he said, we live in one world, we got to breathe in the same air, and we got to live together, we're going to die together.
What happened? There's a great deal of distrust of the United States around the world.
They see a continuum of the Crusades in every action as the West gains more power.
Their fear is that the United States is like a Goliath that can stride around the earth breaking things.
They don't all trust our motives.
We're also making life difficult around the world in a number of other countries. So,
as a consequence, recently we have not been doing very much real education, which is why there's so much cynicism, pessimism, apathy.
When Thomas Aquinas appeared on the Meeting of Minds shows, one of the many fascinating things he said was that he had learned a great deal from his enemies, by which he meant his philosophical opponents. We don't seem to be able to learn anything from philosophical opponents.
And the danger is that many of us may start to equate Islam with the terrorists.
The anger, hatred, and rage we are feeling in our hearts as Americans.
Military might cannot reclaim what we have lost inside ourselves.
Hopefully, we will come away with as few lives lost as we can. We have already lost way too many.
For 200 odd years, this nation has counted on the military to defend itself against these sorts of threats. And now the threat is here, at home.
What happened? I thought we lived in a safe playground of a world where my career was the only thing I had to think about. And suddenly there's a larger, desperate, dangerous world. Explain it to me. What's it about? This isn't the world you promised me. This isn't the world you told me about. This isn't the world in which only private things count.
And so it really comes down to a very basic choice that we have to make. Civilization. Either we will learn to bury the animosities of our ethnocentric militant traditions and come to understand that Earth's survival depends on our collective, unified participation, or we will sustain this cycle of violence and revenge until humanity is returned to the status of primitivity and Earth reduced to the rubble of antiquity. It's really up to us. It really is.
Good night.
I'm sitting outside the classroom where you go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower.
One time we had a hail bomb, 12 hours, and it was all over, I walked up.
Isn't the end, it's the beginning of wars to come, all around the world, at the whim of the neocons in the White House. This is the Bush Doctrine come to life. War, war, and more war. War brought to you by the big corporate masters who run the show. This isn't just a war on Iraqis or Afghanis or even Arabs or Muslims. It is ultimately a war on us all. That's because billions and billions of dollars that are being spent on this war, the cost of tanks, rocketry, bullets, and yes, even salaries for the 125,000 plus troops, is money that will never be spent on education, on healthcare, on the reconstruction of crumbling public housing, or to train and place the millions of workers who have lost manufacturing jobs in the past 3 years alone. The war in Iraq is, in reality, a war against the nation's workers and the poor, who are getting less and less while the big defense industries are making a killing, literally. What's next? Iran? Syria? North Korea? Venezuela? We've already seen the corporate media play megaphone to the White House to build and promote a war based on lies. War is utilized by the imperialists, first and foremost, to crush internal enemies. We're seeing the truth of his insight when we see the sad state of American education, the rush of seniors to buy affordable medications from the Canadians because American drugs are just too expensive, the threatened privatization of Social Security, and the wave of repression that comes with an increasingly militarized police. This is a war on all of us. And the struggle against war is really a struggle for a better life for the millions of folks who are in need here in this country. The fight against the war is really to fight for your own interests, not the false interests of the defense industries or the corporate media or the White House. Down with the wars for empire. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.
Decent also, Herr Bush. Dann wollen wir mal Ihre Umfragewerte. So, das sieht nicht gut aus. Und Sie wollen sich wirklich nicht auf die Couch legen? Haben Sie Angst, als Schwächling zu wirken, wenn Sie liegen? Hm. Woher meinen Sie, kommt dieser Zwang, um jeden Preis Stärke zu zeigen? Erzählen Sie mir von Ihrer Mutter.
Ich bin von einer sehr, sehr starken Frau großgezogen worden, meiner Mutter, die ich sehr liebe.
Mhm. Starke Mutter, abwesender Vater, Störung des männlichen Selbstbildes, wahrscheinlich Ödipus-Komplex. Herr Bush, wie ist Ihr Verhältnis zu Frauen im Allgemeinen? Sie haben ja neulich Angela Merkel gesprochen, und wie ist der eine Frau?
Nein, wenn ich mit Angela spreche, dann habe ich nicht das Gefühl, jetzt sprichst du mit einer Frau.
Na gut, das ist normal. Kommen wir zu Ihrem militärischen Angriff auf den Iran. Irak. Entschuldigung, falscher Versprecher. Meinen Sie nicht, dass die zwanghafte Fixierung auf Phallus-Symbole wie Panzerrohre, Pipelines oder Ölfördertürme, die immer wieder kraftvoll ins Erdreich stoßen, die Sublimierung eines gestörten Vater-Sohn-Verhältnisses ist?
So habe ich das noch nie gesehen, eine interessante Frage.
Ihr Golfkrieg kostet ja mehr Tote, ist teurer und vor allem viel länger als der von Ihrem Herrn Babar. Das ist Ihnen schon wichtig, gell? Mhm. Sie wollen also als Kriegspräsident in die Annalen eingehen, machen also gerade eine anale Phase durch. Sie hatten ja das Problem, dass Sie überall Massenvernichtungswaffen gesehen haben. Tja, Herr Busch, Sie sind unheilbar. Servus, Herr Busch.
And again, an individual, even well informed, can't stop this thing by himself. So the purpose of our educational efforts is to get thousands and tens of thousands of individuals informed.
Truth. It's the foundation upon which freedom is built. And it's one of the strongest weapons against the revolutionary agenda behind the big news.
San Luisera.
Ecobox Amsterdam.
Honest?
Yes, I am, very.
I think you're trying to shock people.
I don't give a shit what you think. I know what I think, and that's all that counts to me.
But funk is really nothing new, I think.
Then you think wrong.
What's new about funk?
I don't know, but you still think wrong. Why do you ask me all these silly questions? Do you really expect me to answer them?
Over the last 12 months, punk rock has become almost a battle cry in British society. For many people, it's a bigger threat to our way of life than Russian communism or hyperinflation, and it certainly generates more popular excitement than either of those.
My personal view on punk rock is that it's nauseating, disgusting, degrading, ghastly, sleazy, prurient, voyeuristic, and generally nauseating. The worst of punk rock groups, I suppose, currently are the Sex Pistols.
The Johnny Rotten Show. The punk and his music.
This is it. Born for a Purpose. Dr. Alimentado. Right now, this record, just after I got my brains kicked out, I went home and I played it. And like, there's a verse in it where it's like, if you have no reason for living, don't determine my life. Because the same thing happened to him. He got run over because he was a dread.
We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. This is Blueprints for Blackout number 11. Today's on Echobox Radio. Today's theme is the connection between reggae and punk. And I've got Lorenzo from Radical Hi-Fi here to help me out and give me consultants.
Yes, the reggae consultant, yes. Thank you for having me on your show.
It's a really interesting theme also. There's some incredible... there's a lot of stuff I've never heard before that Lorenzo's chosen as well. But first I'm going to play a track by Linton Kwesi Johnson called Five Nights of Bleeding.
Madness, madness, madness tight on the heads of the rebels. The bitterness erupts like a hot blast. Broke glass, ritual of blood on the burning. Served by a cruel and fighting. Five nights of horror and of bleeding. Broke glass, gold blades as sharp as the highs of hate and the stabbings. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number one was in Brixton. Soprano B sound system was a beating out a rhythm with a fire. Coming down his reggae, reggae wire. It was a sound shaking down your spinal column. A bad music tearing up your flesh. And the rebels them start a fighting. The youth them just burn high. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number two down at Shepherd's. Right up Railton Road. It was a night named Friday when everyone was high on brew. Or drew. A pound or two worth of Cali. Sound coming down Neville King's music iron. The rhythm just bubbling and backfiring. Raging and rising. When suddenly the music cut. Steel blade drinking blood in darkness. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number three, over the river, right outside the rainbow. Inside, James Brown was screaming soul. Outside, the rebels were freezing cold. Babylonian tyrants descended, pounced on the brothers who were bold. So with a flick of the wrist, a jab and a stab, the song of blades was sounded. The pile of oppression was vomited, and two policemen wounded. Righteous, righteous war. Night number four at a blues dance. A blues dance. Two rooms packed and the pressure pushing up. Hot, hot heads. Ritual of blood in a blues dance. Broke glass, splintering fire. Axes, blades, brain blasts. Rebellion rushing down the wrong road. Storm blowing down the wrong tree. And Leroy bleeds near death on the fourth night. In a blues dance, on a black rebellious night. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number five at the Telegraph. Vengeance walk through the doors. So slow, so smooth. I'm so tight and ripe and smash. Broke glass, a bottle finds a head and the shell of the fire hurt cracks. The victim feels fear, finds hands, holds knife, finds throat. Oh, the stabbings and the bleeding and the blood. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Thank you.
Steel virgin.
Steel German. Tonight's great.
Love, man. All African states must be free from all imperialism and colonialism.
Yes, sir.
Angola, Mozambique, Rhodesia, and South Africa, which is now overrun by colonialism.
All oppressors.
All oppressors must be run out and stamped out now.
Yes, sir.
For the time has now come. It shall be agreed. Bam, bam, bam. It shall be a bam, bam, bam when the black man come for his land. It shall be a bam, bam, bam when the black man come for his land. So run, oppressor, run. Run now.
Stuff, huh?
That's great. I expected a drum kit, but there was no drum kit there.
No, it's only this, it's called the Nyabingi drumming. Yeah. So it's a ceremonial type drumming of the Rastas, which was banned during colonial times. And it's really a sound of struggle, and it comes straight from Africa, as you can listen to the type of drumming and also the drums themselves. So it's an ensemble of several tribes, drums having different roles. And this was really the base also of roots music, because you often hear it in the background. So you were saying now that there was no drums.
Yeah.
Because in roots, there's normally a regular drummer.
Yeah.
Plus this. And this is more is in its pure form.
Yeah, so it's more like the traditional folk style of it. So who's this Ras Michael and the Sons of Negus? Who were they?
Well, they were a performing group and very important and also recording, and so they did different stuff. This is really at his most stripped down type sound, really, the Nyabingi. He also, Ras Michael also has other tunes that has, guitars and drums and things like that on top. Always, there's always a Nyabingi element to it, though.
Okay, shall we hear Armageddon Time?
Yes, this is an important song as well. It also, when we have this punk connection. So I think punks and Rastas had something in common, many things in common, but they were anti-system, rebellious, and basically kind of pissed off for different but analog, there's an analogy in their reasons as well. So let's play Armageddon time. Willie Williams on the Studio One label.
A lot of people won't get no supper tonight. A lot of people going to suffer tonight. Cause the battle is getting hotter in this iration. It's Armageddon. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. So a lot of people going to have to stand up and fight. But remember to praise Jehovah, and he will guide you in this iration. It's Armageddon. Yeah. A lot of people will be running and hiding tonight. Said a lot of ones gonna run and hide tonight. Cause it's your action, you must get your fraction in this iration. It's Armageddon. A lot of people won't get no supper tonight. Said a lot of one won't get no justice tonight. I say, but remember to praise Jehovah, and he will guide you in Armageddon. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. That's where I'm bound.
not deal with no capitalist. I'm a rapper man. I'm a revolutionist, a repatriate. I'm not deal with no capitalist. I'm a righteous man. I'm a revolutionist, a revolutionist.
So that was Freddie MacGregor, I'm an Arasta, a.k.a. Revolutionist. This was also on the Studio One label. Yeah, interesting lyrics. Also, you know, talking about not being a capitalist,